Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Old Teeth, an adaptation of an Aesop's fable written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Arish Kania and his family in Sunnyvale, California, Starlet Sky Smith and her family in Hallsboro, North Carolina, Isaac and Lily and their family in South Wales, Cashel and Desmond and their family in Calgary, Bertie and Penny and their family in Newcastle-upon-Tyne, and Charlie, Henry, and Alex and their family. Thank you so much, Alex, Henry, Charlie, Penny, Bertie, Desmond, Cashel, Lily, Isaac, Starlet, and Arish. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. Technology has improved just about everything. Phones, cars, shopping, yet mattresses have more or less been the same since the invention of sleep. But we deserve better. And finally, the mattress has evolved, thanks to Purple. The secret to Purple is the Purple Grid. It's a patented comfort technology that instantly adapts to your body's natural shape and sleep style. Purple is for everybody, no matter how you sleep. It's designed with over 2,800 open-air channels and naturally temperature-neutral gel, so you'll never sleep too hot or too cold. The Purple mattress is soft where you want it, firm where you need it, and comfortably cool all over. It's truly a mattress that does it all. I'm so excited to experience the Purple Grid for myself. I bet I'll love it, and even if I don't, Purple is so confident in what they do that every Purple mattress comes with free shipping and returns and a risk-free 100-night trial. Experience the next evolution of sleep. Go to purple.com/stories and use promo code STORIES. For a limited time, you'll get $150 off any Purple mattress order of $1,500 or more. That's purple.com/stories. Promo code STORIES for $150 off any mattress order of $1,500 or more. Terms apply.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Old Teeth. Once upon a time, there was an old couple who lived in the Fens, a sort of low and marshy area by a river that flowed by slowly as a slug. Their kids had grown and moved away to the city, but still, they called each other Mama and Papa, and though they were alone, they were never lonely. They had each other, of course, but they also had a dog named Big Fred, a cat named Little Zig, and a songbird named Cheeps, each one as old as the couple themselves. One warm summer morning, old Mama decided that she'd like to make a special favorite of hers and went to old Papa in his rocking chair.
"Papa," she said, "I'm craving that roast duck stew I used to make. Remember the one with taters and carrots and rosemary?"
Papa licked his lips. Just thinking about it, he could smell the savory brown stew bubbling in the big iron pot over the stove.
"Oh, that sounds delicious," he said. "I think that's a wonderful idea, Mama."
Mama smiled, bustling in the cupboards and humming a happy tune.
"We have taters and carrots in the cellar and fresh rosemary in the garden," she said. "I don't suppose you and Big Fred could rustle us up a duck?"
Big Fred perked up at the mention of his name. When they were both a little younger, Fred and Papa had been a great hunting team. Papa would bring them out to a quiet spot in the river, and Big Fred would swim up and grab a duck before it ever knew what hit it. He'd swim back, tail wagging, and he'd get a big scoop of duck stew ladled over the top of his dinner.
"Sounds good to me," said Papa,
standing and pulling on his wading boots. Big Fred met him at the door, his old tail wagging and gray muzzle smiling.
"Good luck, boys," Mama said as they headed out the door.
Papa and Big Fred walked through the yard and down a windy dirt path out to the swampy fens. They sat together, two old men enjoying the sun on their old bones. After a while, Papa led them deeper towards the river, the water coming up high on Big Fred's chest and nearly spilling into Papa's waders. Suddenly, Papa stopped, crouching low. The old dog crouched with him. Fred's eyes weren't as sharp as they used to be, but he could still smell a duck on the wind.
"All right, boy," said Papa,
pointing Big Fred in the right direction.
"Go and get 'em."
Big Fred leapt through the water, old but still fast. He splashed up to the duck and opened wide, getting a mouthful of feathers. The duck quacked and quacked and flapped his wings, and the dog tried to hold on, but his old teeth had gotten weak since last time they'd hunted, and the duck managed to pull himself free and fly away. Papa watched the frightened duck disappear into the sky, his hopes of roast duck stew disappearing along with it. Big Fred watched it go, too. He was sorry he hadn't been able to hold on, but he'd tried his best, so he was surprised when the old man started to yell.
"You lousy old mutt," Papa shouted. "Can't even hold on to a duck for dinner."
Big Fred hung his head low and followed Papa home, sad that he'd been yelled at, and a little angry, too. It wasn't his fault he had old teeth. Let Papa try and hold on to a flapping duck and see how well he did it. When they got back, Mama was busy chopping taters and adding them to a boiling pot.
"Welcome back, boys," she said. "Did you manage to catch a duck?"
"No duck," muttered Papa, pulling off his boots. "The lousy old dog couldn't hang on."
"Well, I'm sure he did his best," said Mama,
scratching Big Fred behind the ears.
"Would you go down to the cellar and get me some carrots? We can still have a good stew."
Muttering all the way, Papa went down to the cellar. He went to the bag of carrots, and when he pulled it open, a big mouse shot out and ran over his foot.
"Ah!"
he shouted, always afraid of mice.
"Mama, there's mice in the carrots. Send down little Zig."
Mama opened the door and the old cat came slowly down the stairs, her tail swaying and her whiskers twitching. When she was younger, she would prowl the basement constantly, and not a single mouse escaped her lightning paws. These days, though, she preferred to lie in front of the fireplace when it was cold and in the slanting ray of sun from the window when it was warm, and didn't much care about mice at all. Papa scooped up the old cat and put her in front of the bag of carrots.
"Go on, little Zig," he said,
prodding the bag with his foot.
"Get that nasty mouse."
Little Zig wanted to help, so she let out a long,
"Meow!"
and pawed at the bag. The mouse heard the cat and poked its fuzzy little head out of the bag. When it saw little Zig sitting there, licking her lips, it squeaked and took off running. The old cat pounced, but she wasn't as fast as she once was, and she barely managed to catch the mouse's tail. It squeaked louder and pulled and pulled, and little Zig's old teeth couldn't hang on.
Like letting go of a stretched elastic band, the tail popped free and the mouse shot across the basement, disappearing into a crack in the floor.
"Useless!" Papa yelled, throwing his hands up in the air. "Can't even hold on to a mouse!"
Little Zig hissed. She had tried her best, and it wasn't her fault she was old. Let the old man yell. She knew that she had done what she could. Papa went upstairs and sat in his favorite chair, the one by the songbird's cage.
"No luck with the carrots?" asked Mama.
"Mouse ruined them," Papa grumbled. "Lousy dog can't hold on to a duck. Lousy cat can't hold on to a mouse."
"Oh, be nice, Papa," Mama said. "It's not their fault they're old. I'm sure they did their best."
"Bah," said Papa. "Getting old is no excuse."
He prodded the bird's cage. Cheeps used to sing every night, but these days he could barely manage a weak whistle. He trilled a few notes and then fell silent, preening at his feathers.
"And now the bird won't sing," Papa shouted. "I'm going for a walk. I'll be back in a bit."
He grabbed his jacket and stomped out the door.
"Oh, I tried my best," Cheeps whispered to Big Fred and Little Zig.
"Me too," said the dog. "These old teeth can't hold on to a duck like they used to."
"Same here," said the cat. "I'm getting slower, and the mice are getting faster. What am I supposed to do?"
Mama saw the animals all together, saw their sad looks, and walked over to them with a handful of treats.
"Oh, don't you mind, old Papa," she said, giving the dog a bone and the cat a piece of fish and the bird some seeds stuck on honey. "He's just a little grumpy."
Without any duck or carrots, Mama couldn't make her roast duck stew, but that was okay. She had a different idea. She made a rich broth with the taters and then added some old beef jerky that had been in the cupboards. It had been in there a long time, and it was so tough that Papa had quit even trying to eat it, preferring softer foods these days. When Papa came back in a little while later, he glared once at his old animals and then sat at the table where Mama had set him a steaming bowl of soup.
"Lousy animals," he grumbled again, but Mama only winked at them.
Papa took a big spoonful of soup and started to chew.
"Good soup," he said. "Be better with ducks and carrots, though."
He kept chewing and chewing and chewing, and then his dentures fell out, splashing into the bowl of broth. He quickly scooped them up and popped them back in.
"Mama,"
he said, still chewing the beef jerky she had put into the soup.
"What's in this?"
"Oh, it's beef jerky soup," she said, sipping her own bowl of tater broth.
"Beef jerky?" Papa said. "Why would you do that? You know these old teeth of mine can't get through beef jerky anymore."
"Papa," she said, "I worked so hard. Can't you at least try it?"
"I am trying,"
he grumbled, always doing what he could for Mama.
"I'm trying my best, but I just can't chew it."
"Do you not like my cooking anymore?" Mama asked sadly.
"Oh, I love it. It's not my fault I have these old teeth."
Mama looked at him and then looked at the animals. And then her sad face slowly turned into a sly smile. Papa stopped chewing, glared at her for a long moment, and then burst out laughing. He laughed and laughed, and Mama laughed too, and when he got his breath back, Papa went and sat by his animals.
"Oh, I'm sorry, Big Fred,"
he said, scratching the dog's favorite spot just above the tail.
"I'm sorry, Little Zig,"
he added, scritching the cat between the ears until it meowed.
And you too, Cheeps. I shouldn't have been so hard on you. I guess we're all getting old together.
I wouldn't have it any other way, Mama said, hugging him close.
The animals forgave old Papa, and to make up for his bad attitude, Papa got them all bowls of potato broth. There was a big bowl for Big Fred, a little bowl for Little Zig, and even a thimbleful for Cheeps. They all ate dinner together, and from that day on, when they wanted a special soup, Papa and Big Fred would climb into the truck and drive over to the market, where they bought themselves all the ingredients they needed. On the way home, the old dog would lean out the window, letting the wind whip through his ears, and life was good. The end. Today's story, Old Teeth, was an adaptation of an Aesop's Fable written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.